Welcome, everyone, to the second episode of Last Point of the Arcade, and the first one of the video series.
Yes. You can see us.
You can see our face. I'm Lucas.
I'm freaking out.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Kevin. He's looking at me, Lucas.
You stare straight in the camera. That used to be on camera, Kevin? Come on, you starred as Nevik Hacksaw in...
I was a different man back then.
He's changed.
And...
Yes.
You were Kenny.
I was Kenny.
You were Kenny at one point.
I was the best
Kenny. All right, Mr. Action Hero!
I was the best Kenny.
Guys, don't shoot!
Don't shoot! Oh yeah, turn those levels all around. Oh, see, the camera can't see you doing levels, I don't think. So,
guys, games happen in this world.
They do.
They do.
And this week, we don't know what we're talking about, so...
Well, I thought Matt and I would at least be able to talk about D4, but then...
You never updated me that you had even started playing until about...
Well, I assumed that you had already played it.
Well, I never played it. So how's that for an argument?
You should. It's free this month.
Oh, the whole month? It was just that weekend.
I'm pretty sure it's the whole month.
No. Well, go games out with and gold. Get it. It's an Xbox One.
Xbox, yeah.
Xbox One and Xbox Live Gold.
Oh, okay. Does 360 have a different one than...
Yeah, they have a different lineup for each system.
So I should turn both on.
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, this month there were a couple really solid games for 360 that were free, one of which is The Witcher 2.
Oh, that's a sweet game.
I've watched you play it.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's an amazing game. Witcher 2. I'm looking so forward to Witcher 3, but it doesn't come out till May. They delayed it 3 times.
It's usually a bad sign, but...
No, they said...
The game looks pretty good.
They've said the first time they're like, hey, it needs a little bit more polish, and then the big, like, all the big releases in November with all the bugs and whatnot, they said, you know what? We don't want to release a buggy game, so we're going to play it another 2 months.
We don't want to be the Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, but I mean, Watch Dogs was... Different company, but
that
really
was Naughty Dog, wasn't it?
No,
Ubisoft.
Oh, okay.
I think that was Montreal.
The game they first showed was like it looked much better.
It blew everybody away at E3.
Yeah, and then they released it, and it looked like garbage. And everyone on PCs was like, "What is this? It runs terribly, and there's like no reflections, and the lighting's awful. And what did you guys do?" And then, a user came up with a way to enable, like, all these features by using a mod, even though Ubisoft said, it's not possible, it's not in the game.
So they did Ubisoft's job for them, pretty much.
Yes, except they basically did it by doing a line of code to just enable it. Like, they didn't put it in.
Oh.
It was already in there, even though Ubisoft said, no, we can't enable it.
That's so, like with EA, with the offline mode. They're like, oh, we can't have SimCity in the offline mode because it requires, like, a gargantuan amount of programming, and someone was just like, no.
I just did it.
There you go.
Well, their argument was for SimCity that it did a whole bunch of server-side calculations, which was not true whatsoever. So, yeah. But that game
people still play that game?
No. Not that I know of.
Well, if you went on, you'd probably find some people. But
yeah. That game was a bummer. I was really looking forward to that.
So was I. Like, when I first heard about it, and then you showed me, you're like, Lucas, they're making a new SimCity, and you sent me...
Links to pictures
and videos. I was like, oh, man, this sounds great. And I'm reading the descriptions. And Kevin are going like, oh, we're totally going to build cities right next to each other and, like, pollute each other's.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't anywhere near as cool as that.
I think that was really the start of, at least in my mind, the start of the don't pre-order any game revolution that has been going for, like, the last 2 years. Where everyone's like, everyone keeps getting buggy games or games that just don't work at launch or whatever. So I understand why a lot of people are pissed lately. Like, Master Chief Collection, Lucas.
Yeah.
Matt.
I mean, that was the reason.
Especially last year, like, every huge release, it seemed, had just a ton of bugs in it.
Yeah, well, this year wasn't that great either, because you had The Crew, which was a really big PlayStation 4 game, which was, like, atrocious at start.
The Crew?
Yeah, it was a really big racing game. It was one of the only exclusives for PlayStation 4 that came out. And then you had...
Pretty sure that's for multi-platform.
I don't believe so, because it was all the PlayStation 4 users defending it, like, hey...
And are you sure you're not talking about Drive Club?
Yeah, you're right, Drive Club. Wrong one. Yeah, Drive Club. And that was, like, a really bad mess. And then Master Chief Collection, which was supposed to be, like, the console seller for Xbox One, was awful as well.
I mean, it got me to buy it.
Yeah.
And I still like playing it. Mm-hmm. I've definitely gotten my fun out of it so far.
Yeah.
Still left to go, but just how buggy.
Have they fixed it yet?
No.
Not all of it.
Because didn't 343 pretty much pledge that they were going to keep updating it until it's completely fixed?
There's another update this week for matchmaking.
Sounds like EA and Battlefield 4, they came out with like 11 3-gigabyte patches for it that changed literally nothing.
Yeah, they finally...
The game was always broken.
Yeah, they stopped this September was the last time they did that. So they did it for a full
Just play Battlefield
year,
3.
And, oh my god.
Battlefield 3 wasn't that great either.
Well, on consoles, it was great on Well, except for the stupid matchmaking thing.
What, you mean
you had
like
to
the whole
go
reason?
On browser.
Yeah.
Did they do that for 4?
You can. I only play on PC, so I don't know.
That's what I'm talking about. On 3, we had to use the internet
browser. Oh, yeah, the internet browser. Yeah, yeah. They still kept that in there, which is annoying.
That's annoying.
Yeah, because I've had times where I'm like, you're not working. Or it'll launch the game, but it'll do it in a weird way.
Just make sure you have the right plugins downloaded into your browser. Yeah.
And then when it starts the game, you got to be sure that like the game's properly selected so it full screens correctly, at least on
my
computer. Otherwise,
really I would have to I would forget that the thing wouldn't pop up.
Yep.
And I had to remember to click it.
Exactly.
So, like, I'm sitting there going, like, geez, it should have popped up. Kevin's going, are you in yet? I'm like, no, it's not. Oh, it's been loaded for 10 minutes. I've just been sitting here.
I don't know who thought of that or thought it was a good idea.
That sounds annoying.
Yeah. The game doesn't start until you select a server to join, and then it starts. Meaning you can't change any of your options at all until you join the game.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I guess I'm in-game, and now I got to adjust all my keyboard settings and my, like, the first time you join, it's like, okay, I missed a whole round doing nothing for my team.
It's
just
like completely
options.
Antithesis to user interface for any game ever made.
Yep.
It's just...
And then we had, what, Assassin's Creed this year was really bad,
which
I got free with my Xbox, but
Unity?
I got
Black
another
Flag
buggy
and
mess.
Unity.
Yep.
Yeah, have you played Unity?
No. I stopped playing Assassin's Creed after Brotherhood.
Yeah, I stopped playing after 2.
I've only played 3.
Although the whole co-op concept seemed really cool when they were showing it off at E3. But
E3 always has a lot of promise.
Yeah.
And
yeah, we could try Unity in
like
a month.
Like what they showed with everybody working together on an assassination mission looked really cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and Lucas have it free, so might as well play it.
Yeah, maybe someday. You have it?
No, I don't have it.
Because he didn't get free with an Xbox because he bought his day one for $500.
I got the Kinect, which I use like a couple times a year.
We should just take that and use it to like scan ourselves into 3D models on the computer so we can like throw each other around.
Virtual people.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of virtual people.
Did you get a Wii U yet?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
I got it for Christmas. I've been playing Super Smash Bros. Wii U nonstop.
Oh, man. See, I didn't even buy it yet. See, the issue
I
is...
I
want to
play you.
Okay.
You should get it.
Okay.
I want to play some Smash Bros., but I haven't been invited over yet.
Do you want to come over and play Smash Bros. This weekend?
Okay.
We just made plans. Yeah, I mean, I had the one on the 3DS, which I've played a few times, but it didn't really... Like, I'm really into just playing with friends with that game. Like, I'm so not into playing online or...
I'm sorry.
Smash Bros.
The Super Smash Bros. Okay, yeah. Super Smash Bros. Series, I would have to say, is probably the best couch multiplayer game series on the planet.
Yeah, it's tons of... Did you play... I played 7-player so far.
With the 8-man smash?
Yeah.
It would have been 8 with me there, bro.
Yeah, well...
8-man smash is absolute chaos.
It's awesome.
It is just a mash of Nintendo characters just orgying it up on
screen.
Well,
it's a bunch of, like, mini battles of, like, 2 people here, 3
Unless
people
Unless you're on
there.
Big Battlefield.
Yeah.
Big Battlefield, it's a smaller stage, so, like, everybody's just crammed together.
Well, wait, it's called Big Battlefield.
It's called Big Battlefield.
But the arenas are smaller.
Well, it's bigger than Battlefield. Battlefield's a different stage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
it's a stage.
It's got an extra row of platforms.
I thought it was like a game type you were talking about or something.
No, it's a stage.
But yeah, I only have 3 controllers. Well, no, I have 4 because I have Wii U.
I have the GameCube controller adapter.
Yeah.
I had to look really hard to find because I didn't know it was a limited edition thing.
Yep.
Apparently, it was just for like the release of Super Smash Bros. And it only works with that game.
What?
So I got the console for Christmas, and just about a week ago, I was looking at Best Buy to see if they had any, and the guy told me like it was just a limited thing.
Yep, it is.
But I found out that Best Buy got a few more in their warehouse, so I was able to place a special order for it. And being able to use the GameCube controller on the Wii U Smash Bros. Is amazing.
I'm fine with the Pro Controller. That's
the Pro Controller I like too.
Oh, the kind of 360.
Yeah,
I do like that.
The only one I can't ever play that game with is the stupid whatever, the Wii controller. I can't
do
it.
Yeah, that thing is... I hated playing with that.
Yeah, I can't do it. Mainly because I can't time Smash attacks, and I'm awful at that, but that's okay.
It's funny to see Nintendo's progression with, like, their pro controllers. Like, the first one was this little tiny, like, classic controller thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Then it went to one that was kind of okay. It was a little bigger, had grips on it, and then it went to, like, the full-out Wii U version, which is pretty amazing.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I don't think I like it more than the Xbox controller, but it's a close second. Personally, I don't like the PlayStation controller. Sorry, people.
Yeah, I do. I've enjoyed the off-axis thumb controls because
I feel
like
I'm reaching.
Because it's like
I don't like stick symmetry.
Like it's different because what you're doing is like Sticks-ist. Different motions. Like this is usually for like side to side motions, and that your thumb's in a better position for that. While this is like looking, you know.
Oh, I guess. For me, it's like my hand just gets fatigued. Like it hurts.
Yeah, having
like
both fingers like way far back, like
yeah. Because I have a PlayStation 3, which I got, like, many years after it came out, and playing The Last of Us, even though I'd play it for, like, 2 hours afterwards, every time my hands would hurt, and that sucks. So, I'm really glad that...
Yeah, the PS4 controller is pretty good, though. I like the improvements they made with it.
Yeah, I haven't played with that one
what
yet.
What did they do? They just made the grip, like, better.
Yeah, it's bigger. Yeah. A little bit bigger. It actually is, like, a little grip feel to it, mm-hmm. So it's, like...
So, like, there's more...
They made the triggers a lot better, too.
Yep.
Oh, because before it was just like little buttons, like which they made the triggers better on the Xbox One controller as well.
Yep, yeah. And they made the D-pad way better,
and the shoulder buttons.
I'm pressing it right now,
and I like the little texture around the.
Oh yeah,
the
that yeah, it makes it easier to.
The only thing is, grime gets in those really easy. Mm. Like this one.
Maybe with your hands.
I can tell your brother
stop eating Cheetos.
So yeah, that's the console rundown. I don't what's coming. Oh, Geometry Wars, the new one came out.
I've been seeing that on the arcade.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that? You play it?
Yeah, I did. It's really interesting. There's like a campaign mode. they changed the, like in the old one, it used to just be a 2D map that you kind of just went across. Now all the maps are 3D, so they'll be like wrapped around a cylinder type of deal, or like have crazy torsion. Like,
wait a second.
To them.
Who makes those games now? Because wasn't that Bizarre Creations and they went under?
Yeah, I believe so. I think.
Why'd they go under?
They didn't make enough money.
But same reason that Geometry Wars developer super popular?
Well, I mean, yeah, but they made them pretty sparingly. Like,
well, they made a game called The Club, which was horribly received and sold like 5 copies.
The Club?
Yeah. It was a third-person shooter.
Oh. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
And they did make a Wii version of Geometry Wars, which was called Geometry Wars Galaxies.
With your galaxies.
There was one for like the DS too, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was called Galaxies as well, just to be even more confusing.
Well, so what's different about Geometry Wars 2?
I think it's 2 now, isn't it? No, 3.
The one that just
it's 3?
It's got to be 3 because 2 came out like a while ago.
Yeah, 2 was still pretty similar to 1. But this one looks like it's a lot
except they
different.
Had more modes.
Yeah,
and stuff,
So that was the new one that basically they just added 3D maps instead of 2D maps, and they kept all the old modes in, which I love, and they kept all the old gameplay in. So they basically just added stuff. So if you like the old one, and you kind of
is it more 3-dimensional?
I say, like imagine you know how your thing like this is a like you're on a tabletop just kind of zipping around. Well, instead you're on like a soda can zipping around the soda can type of deal.
What?
That's an example of
like
one of the maps.
On the outside of a cylinder.
Yeah. Or a sphere, or a square.
Oh, but you're still only playing on one plane, right?
Not really.
A curved plane.
It's a curved plane, yeah.
Oh,
so the camera
okay.
will actually adjust as you're rotating around.
Okay.
So like Mario Galaxy's kind of a...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though.
There'll be some, like, blockades, or some of them are little maze-like elements.
That's cool.
So it is different. And sometimes things will come around the edge and, like, surprise you. You'll be like, oh, crap. So, yeah. And there's bosses in it, too. Which is different.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
So, I like it. I like it.
You like it?
I recommend it.
The only complaint I had about the first one, which was, I think, the only one I played, was that things took a while to get going, and then when they did, it was just, like, craziness.
Yeah, they
like, a full minute of just, like, slowly zipping around, and then, like,
floodgates open. And then you can't tell which is your sprite or what's colors flying everywhere.
I was pretty good at that game.
You were. I remember
that. I got pretty decent. Oh, I enjoyed that.
I remember playing that. It was college.
Yeah.
Xbox 360 had just come out.
That was like the first real big downloadable hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
it's an arcade.
And then you had Super Meat Boy and Limbo. Those came out much later, though. That was like, that came out like 2010, I think. Yeah. That was the indie revolution start.
Mm-hmm.
Which...
on consoles, anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah, they announced a whole bunch of new Xbox, like, indie games coming out, but none of them sounded that... one was from the same guys who make Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Really?
Yeah, they're doing some, like, crazy roller coaster game.
Oh, Scream Ride?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was announced a while ago.
I'm not that interested in it. I guess they showed more footage today, though.
I enjoyed...
oh, really?
Yeah, I enjoyed them for a while. Roller Coaster Tycoon games. Yeah.
Well, this is completely different. Like, it's, I guess it's a cross between that and like, what do you want to call it? Flappy Bird. No, not Flappy Bird. What's the other one?
Oh, what?
The one, Angry Birds.
Oh.
So you like?
So like, as a castle crasher,
you catapult your you catapult your roller coaster to destroy stuff. Like, that's one game mode in it. There's multiple game modes though.
Like Crash Mode and Burnout.
Yeah, I miss. Everybody misses the old Burnout games, but it's like they won't listen and make a new one that people really like.
Burnout 3 was my favorite.
What was the last one? Yeah. Paradise?
Yeah, that's the last one I remember.
That one was pretty cool, though. It was open world.
Yep.
I don't know if I like the open world as much.
I love open world.
I like being able to
just,
like, complete track after track. I didn't like kind of like it just felt like it didn't matter what I was doing.
Yeah, it was a way faster pace, too, because, like, you finish a race, and within, like, 30 seconds, you're in another one right away.
Yeah.
Whereas the open world one, it's like, oh, great, now I got to look at my map and, like, where am I?
It's like being able to explore.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what Grand Theft Auto is for, to me.
Yeah.
It's
but this focuses more on the different cars and customizations and stuff.
No, you're wrong, and me and Lucas are right.
We are
right. Doing this.
Yeah, no.
No,
see, that's how this works.
We can have our own opinions.
No, they aren't opinions. Ours are facts, and yours are wrong.
Wrongs.
Ours are facts, and yours are wrongs.
Well, then why are the Forza Horizon games so popular?
Because people like cars.
Yes. Is that accurate?
You see? Truths? Yes. Wrongs.
See, the only series I really play, I still really like Gran Turismo games. Like, they're really hard, but... that's okay.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just like when I'm playing a racer, I just like being able to smash up my car a bit.
Yeah.
That's why
you can do that in Forza Horizon.
What? Just like a little dents here and there.
Like no, those... like a little bit of smoke starts coming out of the hood.
Yeah,
and...
you know, none of those like careen into like a side thing and then
a school bus full of children and then blow yourself up. It's basically
you guys are just sadistic.
Well, it's awesome because you
like
can chain it together. You can chain it together into a giant chain of destruction. Like that's the whole point of that game. And then you alternate. So like one person tries to get a higher score by breaking more stuff, and then the other person does the same thing.
Yeah, the crash mode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when they released that in 2, it was just like, whoa.
Yeah. Amazing.
I always want to play that, trying to get the highest score.
That's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like different kinds of driving games.
So you like driving boring driving games.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't call them boring driving games.
He likes
I would
fake,
call them cool driving games.
He likes fake exploring fake worlds. Who likes doing that? I hate fake worlds.
Well, I think this is the wrong show for you then.
Oh yeah, speaking of fake worlds, Elder Scrolls Online now no longer has a subscription fee.
What happened?
They weren't making money, I assume.
So the same thing that befell SWTOR.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Although, SWTOR isn't completely free. It's only free until like level 20 or something, isn't it?
I believe they went completely free to play.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's like no subscription. Yeah. I mean, like free to play in these kind of games means that like, you know, you get your basic game out there, you're playing, but then you have to like, if you want cool
stuff,
shit, then you got to pay for it.
Freemium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not really into MMOs.
I don't think ESO has freemium stuff in it yet. I'm sure it will.
Yes.
They have to monetize it somehow.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're going to keep those up for a long time, you need...
it takes up a lot of server space.
But people predicted this about, like, a month ago when they canceled all subscriptions beyond 3 months or something.
When did that game launch?
Not quite 2 years ago, right?
How were you playing
the beta?
Ago,
maybe.
I played the beta about 2 years ago, is what I remember. And it was okay.
It's on consoles, too, right?
It will be. It has not.
Oh, really? It's not even out on consoles yet?
So, that'll be another thing.
I never played Skyrim.
Why not?
I feel like missed that boat.
Just play it. There's no boat.
I should.
You could probably get it for like $10 now.
I probably could.
I still find it crazy that Skyrim, like, it was a solid 2 years after it released, and it was still in like the top five on Steam, like almost every day. I was like, it's a single player game.
Do they have like a super pack or something?
I'm sure they do.
But they had to have made a ridiculous amount of money off that game.
Oh yeah. I'm looking forward to the new Fallout. It's not announced yet. I'm sad.
Yeah. That's keep hearing rumors it's in Boston.
Yeah. Because, like, a new Elder Scrolls would be nice, but, man, I really just want Fallout.
Dave just, whenever you talk about it,
they
brings up how he...
don't they?
Kind
he's amused at the idea of, like, a super mutant with an Irish accent.
Oh, I really hope they are doing, like, Boston or something. Because they did, what, D.C. and Vegas. And now, and then the previous two were out west,
like California.
Yeah, they did Pittsburgh in one of the DLCs.
Yeah, it was Pittsburgh, the pit.
Yep, yep.
And they did an area in Maryland,
Bethesda,
the swampy area.
Was in Bethesda, Maryland?
No, I don't think so.
So, yeah, I'm still waiting to hear stuff from Bethesda. But last year was pretty good. They released what Evil Within. They're a publisher basically for a lot of people. So they've been publishing games more than making them, I think.
Did you play Evil Within?
Yes. I enjoyed it a lot. Everyone hated it, but I liked it, so they can suck it.
A lot of hype behind that game, too. People were saying, like, oh, this is going to revive the survival horror genre, and blah, blah, blah.
Why did everybody hate it?
A lot of people thought the story was really confusing, but, I mean, it's a horror game. You're not supposed to, like, completely understand the story, in my opinion. A lot of the things that come along with horror is... the greatest horror stories are the ones not completely explained, where you still have questions on purpose. And so I'm okay with that.
And I suppose there could be a difference between, like, mystery and just being like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Well, right. I think a lot of people also wanted to hate it because they're like, this isn't Resident Evil. And I'm like, of course
that
it's
guy
not.
Can't make anything but Resident Evil.
Yeah, basically. And I found there was enough times where, like, I'd run out of ammo or, like, I had to conserve ammo, which is very unlike most of the horrors nowadays where it's just like... like Dead Space, I never ran out of ammo.
Right,
it was kind
of
a bummer.
Yeah, it wasn't that. The first one was probably the most
survival-y.
Resident Evil kind of turned into like an action
which I
game
hate.
Too.
Because I played 5 and 6, and both of them are like all action.
Oh my god, yeah, 5. There was pretty much no horror in it. Like there was some pretty creepy parts, but like,
hell, half the game,
not what I would call horror.
I think like 80% of that game takes place in like bright daylight.
Yeah,
and like. With absolutely no mood to it. It's just like, okay, you have these mindless Africans just running at you, and, like, that's it. No horror. So I found Evil Within interesting. Like, it was a lot more mental than most recent horror games.
But then you got... Isn't it a new Resident Evil coming out?
Yeah.
But it has that dude in it.
Yes.
Which dude?
What's his name? He's from Walking Dead.
Dale? Or not Dale. What's his name? I know who you're talking about. Crossbow Man, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Is it Harold Ramis? Is that his?
I don't know. I can't remember. I haven't watched the show in like a season and a half, so.
Maybe Dale is. No, Dale is the old guy, right?
Dale is. Yeah, I think Dale's the old guy.
Yeah, because he's like.
He's not in the comics, so I don't remember him. I don't remember his name.
But he was my favorite character for like the longest time.
Well, when is this Resident Evil game coming out? Because I haven't really.
There's like the trailer in like E3, and then
They did the remake that just came out this week of Resident Evil 1.
Oh, Guillermo del Toro, I think he's involved with that Resident Evil, isn't he?
Who?
The new one, Guillermo del Toro.
I have no idea.
I thought he was working on his own video game projects.
I think that fell apart, and that's how he got involved with this.
I could see that, yeah. And then the creator of the original. Like Resident Evil, he moved on to Bethesda because they were like, "We'll give you money," and then he made Evil Within. So that's how he ended up there.
What is its score on like Metacritic?
I think it was like high 70s.
That's pretty good. Well, I mean, like,
I don't think it was even that high, but I don't know. A lot of PC users were pretty pissed because they couldn't change the aspect ratio.
So that game was actually developed by Bethesda.
I believe he used a lot of Bethesda's like. People to help make it, but I'm not certain. Maybe he had his own people, and he just got funding. It's hard to tell. I know Machine Games, when they made Wolfenstein, basically Bethesda was just a publisher, which worked out really well for them. They made a lot of money, I hope. That was a great game.
PC.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was a 68.
68. 68. That seems about right. But I loved it. Pretty so middling. Everyone can suck it.
When Kevin likes it, that means it's actually 107.
No. But I'd give it a solid, like, at least 80? At least an 8. At least an 8. Now, I haven't...
Best horror game since...
I don't know. I really like the first Dead Space. That's the last, like, horror game I can remember that
I
liked.
Played that. I really enjoyed that. I have the second one, but I haven't played it.
I played the third one.
You just skipped right... Oh, no,
I played the first
one. And I have
the third.
Three because it came with...
Yeah, it came for free. It was... Oh, SimCity debacle.
Yeah, that's right.
Which I never played because that game was really action-oriented and it kept asking me to pay for money mid-game. They added microtransactions in it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was, like, playing and it's like, pay whatever money to unlock this. I was like, what is this? I'm done. And I never went back to it. So that's how that went. And then, what else? Amnesia, I played that. I like that.
Amnesia.
Dark Descent.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've seen. Yeah.
Which that was a long time ago, too.
Well, didn't Machine for Pigs come out like a year or two ago?
Yeah, I didn't play that. That was last year. And then I played Ethan Carter, which really isn't a horror, but kind of has a creepy vibe.
Well, there's like a ton of fan made games in Amnesia.
Yeah. There was lots of Let's Plays of Amnesia. That's like the first time I can remember Let's Plays getting super popular as well.
But, yeah, horror games, horror game Let's Plays are really
popular. How long ago
was
that?
3-4 years ago, I think, for that. It's been a long while. But yeah, horror games just don't do that well. It's just like horror movies. They're really difficult. Like, you have to make people feel things, like, all the time. Like, it's not easy.
Very niche. You can make yourself feel things, Matt. Nobody felt things. They were just too confused by the story to feel anything.
Well, no, that game, I think Evil Within is properly creepy. It is a creepy
game. Maybe they were just too biased from the get-go.
Well, yeah, when I watched that playthrough of that guy with you.
Yeah.
I was like, this is really creepy. Especially with like the heads that were still alive and looking around. I was like, geez, that's... oh.
Yeah, one of my friends got the game for free, and so he started playing it, and he stopped playing it after an hour. And he said, I can't do it. Like, he stopped, and that he wouldn't normally do that. He just thought it was too off.
There was an Aliens game... I don't know if it's already come out or if it's about
Alien
to come
Isolation?
Out. It's been a while. Supposed to be like a horror game.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard anything about
it's
it
been
in a while.
For like 6 months. maybe 3 months.
Alien
sure?
Isolation.
All right, yeah, maybe a couple months.
November.
Yeah. Where you're like
October.
Running away from the alien. You have like no weapons to defend yourself, basically.
You can only hide from it.
Yeah.
It's Alien Isolation, yeah.
Is that game any good?
Yeah, people like
it. It's pretty good. People like it.
It's bipolar, so some people really hate it, and some people
So I know
like
the Aliens game before that, the Colonial Marines, was, like, god-awful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this game's nothing like that. Like, you can't even, like, a gun won't do anything to an alien. You can only use it to, like, fight androids and other people. And then again, you get, like, 2 bullets.
A lot of people like that, though, because it was different. Like, Alien Isolation. I have not played it. I've just read stuff.
And the aliens' activities are, like, completely random. So, like, they can or can't be in a room. Or, like, they'll
That's
leave,
cool.
And then you're like, okay, it's close. And then all of a sudden, they'll claw back out of the vent. You're like, no!
Yeah, I hear it's a game of dying, repeating. And a lot of it's sound-based, so. I hear with the Xbox Kinect, it would detect if you, like, started talking in the room. Like, it would hear you.
Yeah. If you made noise, then it would. And then people, it's like, I guess it's really freaky playing on Oculus Rift.
Yeah,
oh, I can imagine.
I read
with headphones on.
Did you read the story about that?
No, watched some people play.
There's like a video, or it wasn't a video, but it was just like an interview with a guy who did it, and he was like, "Yeah, it's way different to be like see the thing like in front of you, where it's bigger than you," and they changed the game based on how people like experience it with Oculus Rift. Where it will turn around and look at you first, and then, it won't run right at you. It'll slowly start moving towards you while staring at you. And it also won't, like, kill you immediately. Like, it will stand over you, like, breathing into your face before you die.
Nice.
And the guy said he found himself, like, turning his head away to, like, not look.
Because
it creeped him out. Yeah. He said it was, like, one of the creepiest things he's ever done.
VR's getting a...
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the first people to start dying from like heart attacks.
Well,
with the horror games with the VR
is about to go commercial.
Yeah,
they're really close to their
the
commercial release.
And then Sony has one, and
Microsoft has one that's coming out now too.
And then there's like a like cheapo version you can like
I think Samsung's
use with like your
too.
Phone and like a cardboard thing or something.
Yeah.
Lenses.
I've read a few articles of like people who got it early, like journalists who got it early in the industry. And two of the articles mentioned that people they both got like programs that essentially are just like relaxation ones where they'll just like put it on and it's just like a trickling stream and they'll just sit there. That's
cool.
All they'll do. And he says, yeah, I do that for at least half an hour every day. And I'm like, that's really crazy.
Well, yeah, I've seen some people who've had the, they've gotten the developer kits, like the one yeah. and two. And one of them was like a theater mode
mm-hmm.
where you could sit
yeah.
in a movie theater and watch any movie on your computer.
Yep.
And it felt like you were sitting in a theater. It's just like, man, it's like, no. Games aren't the future on this thing. This is the
yeah,
future
yeah.
on this thing.
They've all been interesting because what else do they talk about? I'm trying to remember. There's one other thing that was really big when I read it. I was like, kind of like blown back by it. Now I can't remember it. It's gone.
It's like VR is finally here, guys.
Hopefully.
At least
I think
in that
I'll,
sense.
I'll give it a shot. I mean,
I would like to.
I like feeling things.
I don't think I couldn't handle a horror game. I just could
no,
not.
No, Lucas, we're going to do a video
no.
on... here, we're going to announce
gonna
this officially.
We're going to do a Last Coin Let's Play of...
We're going to do a Let's Play of Lucas doing the scariest games on virtual reality.
No.
Give us like a year to get this set up, but it's coming. See?
Lucas? We'd get like dozens of hits on that.
No.
Dozens. Dozens. It'll.
We're not just in the single digits
yeah.
anymore.
It'll quintuple our viewership. We're gonna have to like strap his head in so he won't like
no.
rip the cords out.
No,
so he can't turn his head.
Guys, take this off of me.
Put tape over his eyes.
Please, Lucas, can we just trial it
yeah.
in one episode?
I can't. I've already hate jump scares and stuff, and doing that.
Okay, we'll just do a creepy game, not jump scare. We'll just do a creepy game. Would that be acceptable?
Like what?
I'll play it. I'll play the beginning of the game to be sure there's no jump scares, and I'll just put you in a creepy world. That's it.
Creepy.
Just creepy.
I can do creepy.
I'll find
jump
one.
Scares. Just no. Just
find
no jump scares.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Because that would be amazing.
I think that would be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, Lucas played Fear at my house once. That did not last.
Oh
long.
Yeah, no. For a zombie face
like,
flashes up. And it's like, gah! No, I'm not playing this.
I'm not playing this. No, you didn't even get to the zombie.
Did,
like,
did he walk out
no,
of the
there
room?
No, like it was like this spirit coming down the hallway,
yeah, yeah.
and all of a sudden this
bricks
flash of
the
dead guy.
That was
and I was
the
like,
last
I'm done. I'm done. Kevin, you take over.
Before
just evacuated the room.
Well, the best thing about that one was before that point, there had been a few things, like something would rustle, and he'd be like, or like some bricks fell out of the wall, and he's like, and like it happened for you know first like 20 minutes of the game where something like really minor like most people probably wouldn't have even noticed and it's just like so oh Lucas
well
your reactions
perhaps we'll get to that someday
no we will get to that not perhaps we
Lucas,
will get to that
you have a tone of finality in your voice
yeah.
this episode
it
isn't
we
coming
have,
to an end is it
it is,
is it?
We have 5 minutes left on the camera to record so
oh you can't say that on the show you can't pull back the curtain
I can cut that out
no you can't
I can
you can't cut anything
hi
out.
Viewers
hello
breaking the fourth wall right now
you're my favorite yeah you yeah you
yeah
yeah
yeah you
no don't look at him look at me Hi, Dave. Just sprinkle one of those in every episode.
And future Aaron.
Future Aaron.
Future
but
what?
Not,
he's not currently
editing
Aaron?
This, is he?
He doesn't edit the video. He edits the audio.
Oh.
Yes,
Aaron. We have to say hi to future Aaron.
Hi. Wait, it's present.
Present now, but Aaron's editing
when he's
it.
He's editing
future.
It.
It's in the future.
We're
from
talking
now.
To the future right now.
But when we actually, when the sound bites come out, it'll be the present.
Yeah.
But
he is the Aaron.
We're coming from our
future. And then we'll be, this is past Kevin, Luke, Matt, talking to future Aaron.
Okay. I got it. Can he do it backwards? Could future Aaron talk to us? Does it work that way?
He did send me a message. This is,
oh, did he? Oh, look it.
It said, hey, this is future Aaron. something, something, something.
That was a terrible joke. Let's leave
no, it
that
wasn't
in.
A joke. He did send me something.
You didn't say, hey, this is future Aaron, something, something, something. That was an awful joke, and you're going to man up to it. And you're not going to cut this out.
Well, Jellyheads, thanks for listening to this episode of Last Coin at the Arcade. We've been your hosts, Lucas. What the fuck?
What?
He's saying? Always next. He's next. I'm always third. Wait,
Matt?
Matt? Question mark? This is Kevin.
Well, at least you're sure of it.
Yeah, I am. Well, why do you always call everyone soft-headed, by the way?
Soft-headed?
You always call them
call
jelly.
Jelly folk?
You call
jelly
them soft-headed, because only idiots would watch this show. Insulting our user base.
You think our fans have jelly brains?
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed this episode, may I suggest you hop into our website at psychojellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts.
Because you're too stupid.
You can also subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, and the podcast app Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really does help with the show. If you're a fan, you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/psychojellyfish or follow us on Twitter at jellycast. And finally, thoughts, words, comments, or questions. Maybe a topic.
We don't want to hear them.
Okay.
We're doing things our way.
Yeah.
Even in the comment section.
You can't make us do anything. We're not your puppets.
Keep it psycho.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Future Aaron. I would just like to say that Lucas is not a liar. I really did send him a text like that at one point, and he doesn't have to own up to anything. Thank you.